This is a CK to Z news update. The site design has been finalized for the Village Commons commercial space in the heart of Manson's Landing, currently owned and cared for by the Cortez Community Economic Development Association, or CEDA. The organization arrived at the current site plan after an involved community consultation that spanned several months in the fall of 2021. Project manager Kate Madigan explained.
We were given a whole menu of different ways to engage with the community. I started with the virtual cafe, which was an online event, and we got maybe 20 people involved, and we had the sounding boards that were put up around the island, and then we had the in-person workshop at Manson's, and we had quite a diversity of feedback that we got from that. And then there was the online bulletin board where people could post their ideas.
What was your most interacted with platform?
It's hard to beat an in-person meeting, I gotta say. We had some good discussions. We didn't have like a huge turnout, maybe 15 people, but it was nice to have the big map in front of you and people could just scribble things. It was just a really great way to take ideas and run with them. The sounding boards were good too, because it's just a very simple way to tell us what you're thinking. And everybody goes to the post office, or vast majority of people do anyway.
What would you say were some of the top takeaways from all these different platforms and formats?
People didn't want it to be overdeveloped. People didn't want it to be developed all at once. Keep it small, keep it rural. We heard that it would be great to have an outdoor venue space, maybe an outdoor stage. We heard that people wanted a laundromat, and people said that they wanted it to remain park-like. Some people thought that definitely more spaces for entrepreneurs, retail office, studio space, and then just being able to provide outdoor space for people in the downtown Manson's areas is really what seemed to come out there. I think it could be part of the larger Manson's downtown revitalization, making it more walkable, more attractive, and usable.
The comprehensive plan incorporated as many suggestions as possible and includes a central covered area with a stage and fire pit, a cooking hut, vending spaces, play areas, multi-use indoor spaces, and even potential housing for a caretaker. Inspiration came from places as far away as Gabriola Island, as well as the city of Carcross in the Yukon.
Gabriola Commons is a really great example to point to because it's a much bigger lot, for one thing. They've got a lot of community gardens there and buildings too. I actually used to live on Gabriola, so I'm fairly familiar with it. It's just really amazing what they're doing there. It's like a community hall, but so much more. Like, people can have a garden plot. It's a place to do workshops. They've got a goat barn there, and then they've got that big timber frame outdoor space where they have huge community events. They have really good indoor space as well. They've got a soup kitchen for people who are hungry. So they just meet so many community needs. And then the Carcross example up in the Yukon, that was a really good one for common space in a community of how you could create fairly low-scale infrastructure for entrepreneurs to just pull up their trailers or whatever they're using to sell their wares from or provide services, almost like a shop frontage, and then they just pull up in the back and then there's boardwalks and you can walk along.
Residents can still comment on the final design by contacting Kate Madigan via email, which is project.mgr.cceda@gmail.com. This is also listed on the accompanying Tideline post.
It's not going to be developed all at once. It could take 10 years to get to the point where all of those things that are on that concept plan are realized. It's going to be an ongoing thing, and the plan could change according to the changing needs of the community as well. We had two projects going on concurrently. One started before the other, and that was the site cleanup, and that was a grant from the federal government to clean up the site and to put a little bit of infrastructure there. You've seen the gravel pad and the tables in there, and now we're trying to get hydro to the site. And then the community consultation and site design project was funded by Island Coastal Economic Trust and also funded by some local donors here.
Dave Snyder from Pathways Landscape Consulting was instrumental in creating the site design.
Dave was really great to work with. He was very professional, very responsive, and he got everything done that we wanted. And you can see in this plan, it's quite complete. And it would be great to work with Dave again if there is an opportunity to do that. He's not that far away in Courtney.
Snyder may be involved in the construction phase, but that's still some ways off. The next step is to build a business plan based on the completed site design.
As infrastructure dollars become available and there is capacity for that, because it does require a lot of volunteer work to get those kind of projects off the ground, that's what's going to drive when this happens, really, is the ability of local volunteers to pull that off. And I've said this before, is just I really appreciate the efforts of the CETA volunteers, especially with the Land Working Group, which is the committee that is managing this spot and all of the projects to get it where it is now. And that's Amy Robertson, Colin Funk, and Bea Baxter. They really worked hard and they really did want to listen to the community and get that right. That was really important to them. And I think they pulled it off. And I think they will continue to want to see that this land is developed according to the community's wishes.
How would you say, from your perspective, the Village Commons and the design for it really represent what Cortez is evolving to be?
There's people that are expressing the need to be prepared for climate change adaptation. And some of the ideas that were included in that site design were really to help people who are in need. It's not just to meet the needs of the community that already has their house and everything. And there might be a time when we need to all meet together as a community in a large space. That's something that came out. And so that feels like a new thing that's happening. Like, people are starting to think about disaster preparation. And it does feel like that's very much on people's minds more than it has been in the past.
From what I've seen, this is potentially quite a different design to something you'd find in an urban environment.
Yeah. This space could very easily have gone to being more of a strip mall development, but I think that isn't the flavor of Cortez. And I think that what came out of this plan does speak to Cortez Island and its uniqueness for sure, because almost any other island, I'm thinking Quadra and Gabriola and maybe others, there are sort of strip mall-y type places there, and we don't have that. And that's not what people wanted. And I do remember someone scrawled in really large letters on one of those sounding boards, "Keep it small, keep it rural." And I don't think anybody argued with that.
CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.